Om Shanti. Good morning. Today 8th February 2019. Today's blessing is, may you be an intern's effort maker and remain constantly ever ready by considering every moment to be your final moment. May you be an intern's effort maker and remain constantly ever ready by considering every moment to be your final moment. Har gadi antim gadi. Explanation is, there is no guarantee about your final moment. And so, you must consider every moment to be your final moment and remain ever ready. There is no guarantee about your final moment. And so, you must consider every moment to be your final moment and remain ever ready. To be ever ready means to be an intense effort maker. Do not think that destruction will still take some time and that you will be ready by then. Do not think that destruction will still take some time and that you will be ready by then. No, every moment is the final moment. And so, when you remain constantly free from attachment, free from sinful and wasteful thoughts, you will then be said to be ever ready. Every moment is final moment, and so when you remain constantly free from attachment, free from sinful and wasteful thoughts, you will then be said to be ever ready. No matter what task still remains, let your stage always remain beyond, and whatever happens will then be good. No matter what task still remains, let your stage always remain beyond, and whatever happens will then be good. So Baba has said in first line, there is no guarantee about your final moment. So what is the final moment? Just going to Parandam and going to heaven. Just going to Parandam and going to heaven is final moment. Then what else we consider it as a final moment? What else we consider it as? Yes? We are going in a new world. No, now right now, now we are sitting here. If we are saying now this is the final moment, means what do we say? Anything can. We should be ready. Yes, that is what today's blessing. Final moment means in worldly talk, what do they consider as a final moment? Our stage, death. Yes, final moment means usually people think it's the death. Death means that's it. The whole world is distracted. If we die, the whole world is gone. So this they consider as a final moment. Final moment, extremely they say it as a death. But final moment, it can be for any task also. Like we are preparing for any program, anything. We'll say like it's neck of the moment, last moment, final moment. So final moment means it's like a broad. At any task or any program or any effort, anything, we have a final moment. But generally they consider as a death. So at the time of death, how do we feel? Have you had any experience? How do your person feels? Do you have that interest to know what will be, how it will be felt?
I'm going to Baba, so it's nothing to think about.
Good, I am going to Baba, it's nothing to think about that. Generally, if you have seen any patient or any person at the neck of the moment, like medically, we say like some souls slowly they will go unconscious, like coma. They will be seeing, they will be able to listen what is going around. They will be able to listen, but they can't react or anything. Slowly, slowly they will start getting detached from everything, the desires, everything, because they can't do anything. But the soul is listening. Slowly they will go for unconsciousness. They will feel light, because that is what Baba says. When we are leaving the body, slowly we become avyakt, like slowly we become the subtle body and we are leaving. So of course we have to detach from everything. But some soul, they feel pain if they have too much desire. When they are like inside, so many thought runs, the fast thoughts will be there. So they feel pain. Maybe they are diseased or age related. If they are leaving the body during sleep, that is different. It's of course a peaceful death. But souls who are suffering, they are experiencing that final moment. And some, like in world, some cause of fear, they are leaving the body. Like people have so much of fear on this ghost, evil spirit and thing. Actually, of course they are there, because we know about the knowledge of the souls. When they leave the body, they come. But if we are powerful enough to face them, nothing will happen to us, because Baba is there to protect us. So nothing will happen. But the worldly souls, they don't have the knowledge of the self. So in fear only many will die. So this is also considered the final moment. So we should think, like any moment it can be. Baba has said no guarantee about your final moment. In another 5 minutes also we all may go. In another 5 minutes our final moment may be there. But how we are now? What is the stage? Are we ready for that? So Baba has said, so you must consider every moment to be your final moment and be ever ready. Ever ready means to be an intense effort maker. In today's Murli only Baba has said about, in question answer Baba has said, what is effort maker? So how does a good effort maker student will be? What are the main signs? They study deeply. Regular study. Check every moment, am I doing that? Good. Baba has said, yes? Talk to yourself. Effort making students would continually check themselves. And one who knows how to talk to himself and how to study subtly. Subtly study. Because that is what Baba is saying, the whole day, if you are churning the knowledge, that is the subtle study. It doesn't mean that keeping the Murli, reading. Just take only one point. And how you, to what depth you are going about to that point, that is a subtle study. Nobody will be able to recognize what's going in your mind. But if you are doing the study, that is subtle, because that pushes you up. And you should know how to talk to yourself. Because whatever problem, anything, if we have, always souls are expecting the answer from outside, solution from outside. They are going to another soul, going to seniors asking. But the answer is within only. If you start talking to yourself, you yourself will get all the answers. So this is how subtle study happens. This is how the knowledge, slowly we will start imbibing that. So the effort, good effort making students or intense effort making students know how to talk to themselves, and they know how to study subtly. And always they do check themselves. Like, do I have any devilish nature in me? Like we are going, people are saying if we prize, This already we know, if we prize we feel good. But if somebody is like in appreciation, we have a word like spoiler. People will say your speech was very good, your thing is very good, but you are this nature is not good. If you correct this, this is fine. Initially they appreciate, but last they add one spoiler. So cause of that we feel hurt. Initially, when they say, yes, your presentation was very good, the way you organized the program was very good, the way you greeted us was very good, but in that, this story was not good. If you had given this story, it would be very good. So this is called spoilers. So when this is happening, how do we feel? Immediately, if we feel hurt, or if we are getting aggression, or we are getting anger towards them, then we will think, what do you know about this thing? We know how to conduct a program. So this program has to be conducted like this only. So n number of times we have conducted. So initially we'll feel happy, but when the people add that spoiler, immediately we will react. This is a small example of devilish nature. So we doesn't know, we will, but the way we talk, smoothly we'll talk. No, this program has to be conducted like this only. Every time we give this Brahma Bhojan only, this is how we give this thing. But because inside we got the hurt, our anger in a sweet way we are expressing. our anger or our feelings in a sweet way we are expressing, this is also a devilish nature. So we should know how to check ourselves. Do we have any devilish nature in me? So small, minute, but every action, every thought, we have to keep checking ourselves like this. And to what extent have I imbibed divine virtues? Divine virtues, we have too many lists. Simple thing like being cheerful. Like some people, they don't like crowd. If too many people are there, if they are enjoying us in our area, we have seen this group enjoyment is there. Before it was not there. Before also it was there, but that was different. Now also the same thing is there. Nothing is changed, but the people's perception has changed. They perceive in a different way. That's why they are feeling it different. So during that moment also, am I cheerful? Am I enjoying the group? Some don't like to do meditation in a group, but we have maryadas. We have to enjoy that also. Being cheerful with the other souls, appreciating everything. So this is a small examples of virtues. To what extent we have imbibed that? This checking also, interns, effort makers, they'll be doing. And do I have any criminal thoughts? Criminal thoughts means, last Baba has said, they would keep their register to see to what extent they constantly have the vision of brotherhood. Like if we are slipping from the vision of brotherhood, itself a criminal thought. Baba has said directly. So we should keep a register of to what extent we are having this vision of brotherhood. So intense effect maker means, Baba has said like this in question answer, but last in blessing, Baba has said to be an ever ready means to be an intense effort maker. So if we do checking ourselves in each and every step, automatically the virtues, the knowledge will start getting imbibed automatically inside us, and we will be ready. We won't know when we have become ever ready, but we will be ready. Cause and feeling that lightness in every situation, we won't start reacting to this. And do not think that destruction will still take some time and that you will be ready by then. So in 2nd February, Avyakta Murali Baba has said, don't let the time to be your teacher. You should get ready before that. Before time only we should be ready. So like for a simple thing, for this class, if the 5 o'clock is the class, means are we present here before 5 minutes? Because getting ready before the time, for anything, getting ready for before the time, duty, save or anything, if they are giving time, are we going before 5-10 minutes, giving importance to the time, so simple thing, it's a minute thing, going somewhere or initiating a task, are we doing it 2-3 minutes before only, so that we are saving the time. So like this, are we getting before the time comes? That's why Baba has said, do not think that destruction will take some time. So we should be ready before that only. So when you remain constantly free from attachment, free from sinful and wasteful thoughts. So what is attachment? What is attachment? Thinking about family. Attachment is a biological, it's just instinct. Instinct we feel comfort with any person, any relation or any material things, time. It's just an instinct. It's an instinct respond to us. Like for example, a child, a newborn baby is there. How come the baby is recognizing its mother? If the baby is going to some other, it will start crying. So that's the attachment. When we are bonding only that is the starting point of attachment. The thing is, the soul develops, the soul has some threat feeling or discomfort feeling when it is going to the other areas. Like when we feel insecure, we are not safe, means we are not attached to the soul or to the material or to the time or to the relationship, whoever. If we are feeling secured, safety, comfort, so there starts the attachment point. So it's a best example is like an infant, babies. Because they have good attachment with the mother. So automatically, because babies initially the first 2 months, 3 months, though they can't see. The vision develops after 2 months or 3 months of the birth only. But how the baby is recognizing the mother? So that is the attachment. So we feel that safe, secured, comfort feeling to the person or to the soul whom we are attached, because that's the instinct response. If we are feeling threatened or discomfort, we won't get attached to that. Any material or anything you can check. So this is the meaning of attachment. So how to become free from attachment? Detachment. Simple. First we should know to what we are attached. We will say like, yeah, it's okay, fine. Regarding food, some will say like, it's okay, food I am not that much interested with. But when it comes to before us, we will say, this is my favorite. Yeah, I used to have this. But generally when we talk, we will say that, it's okay, I am not that crazy about food, this thing. But when it comes, because I am saying my own example, because even I am checking myself. Because I am not that crazy about food. But when the sweet, I like sweet much. When the sweet comes, automatically that attachment comes. Because I feel more comfortable with the sweets. So this is a small attachment. So how to get rid of that? So we should make a list on what small things we are attached to. So then free from sinful and waste thoughts. What is sin? Sin means what bad things we do. Yes, pap. Pap means any action or any thought doing against a divine rule. Baba has given us Srimat. If we go going against that, like doing vizier's action, vices makes us do sin. That means very simple. Sin means doing any action or having any thought against divine rule. What the God has given some rule, if we are going against that, automatically it becomes a divine rule. Baba has said, remember only me. But in a day, we are remembering how many other souls. Of course, it's a sin, simple. And waste thoughts. Regarding thoughts, so many types are there. Necessary thoughts, unnecessary thoughts, positive thoughts, negative thoughts, waste thoughts, best thoughts. So what is a waste thought? It's not useful. Of course, it is called waste thought. Baba has said, any thought, if it is not related to Baba or knowledge, is waste. Because necessary thoughts means thinking about our daily routines. Those thoughts are necessary thoughts. But when we have necessary thoughts, also we can remember Baba. We can make the necessary thoughts also a best thought or a elevated thoughts. But usually we miss that part. That's why even our necessary thoughts becomes wasteful. Necessary thoughts means like, morning I have to get up by this time, I have to brush, I have to have food by this time I have to leave for my duty, this time I have to give food for my family, this time I have to clean my home. This is all necessary thoughts. But when we keep this necessary thought also, we can remember Baba, so that we can transform the necessary thought into a positive thought, elevated thought. But usually we miss that. When we come into the routine, we just forget him. So the necessary thought also become a waste thoughts. So this is how we have to become free from sinful and wasteful thoughts. We have to sort out that. So no matter what task still remains, let your stage always remain beyond, and whatever happens will then be good. So whatever task we are doing, now we are doing Seva, Shivratri is coming, so we will be planning many things. All of a sudden anything can happen. So we can't last moment, like we are falling sick, we are getting admitted. We can't tell, no, my Seva is remaining, I have to finish that, after that I'll come, this thing I can't get admitted, I can't sit. We can't tell like that. If the moment has come, just leave it everything. So this is the thing. So how we can become ever ready? What practice we have to do practically? Yes, yoga we have to do. What vision we have to develop, or what attitude we have to develop to become ever ready? Knowledge, yes. One thing is we have to develop the nature of unlimited disinterest. Because to get free from attachment means, of course, we should have the unlimited disinterest of the anything. Person, relationship, time, anything. Because now people are getting attached to the time also. They are going according to the horoscope. Every day they think, no, this is not a good time. 9 o'clock is not a good time. We should start this task by after 10:30. Then this task will be successful. Because they are getting dependent on the time. They are getting attached to the time. So regarding this also, we should become unlimited disinterest, and we should have a content feeling. Be content in anything, whoever, whatever happens, be content. Content means feeling satisfied in everything. If we are getting anything, not getting also, satisfied. Because what's written in our fate, of course we will get that. And next is being always in Baba's canopy. When we are in his canopy, we will get the touching. Even the final moment also, before that moment, we'll come to know this is going to our final moment. So that much clear vision we will get when we are being in his canopy. And we have to detach from all. Detach from all. Like yesterday we said, like we have to even detach from ourselves also. Try to see your part itself, like detach and see. Like how my, what is my daily, since morning to evening, what is my part? Like a movie, we have to see our own life. Then if we practice detaching ourselves, then automatically you detach from other all people. It will be easy. But because any practice start from the self. Then if you go to the others, it will be easy. Because until unless we are not detaching from ourselves, we can't detach from anything. We should know the knowledge of self, then only we will come to know about read others. So next is focus on the aim. Like Baba has said, this is, you all are at the age of retirement, now this is the time to go home. So we have to be focused on that. So every moment when we check ourselves, we have to check these all things. Am I having unlimited disinterest on this? Am I detached from this? Am I focused on my goal? And am I inside my Baba's canopy? Am I content? Am I forgiving? By forgiving others or anything also, easily we can detach from this. So this is today's blessing. May you be an intense effort maker and remain constantly ever ready by considering every moment to be your final moment. Om Shanti.